Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
What brought me to tears the other day was filling up my car. Wayne Duvenage is the Chief Executive Officer of the organization Undoing Tax Abuse Outer. Good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, well, nice to be with you.
Nice to be with you as well. Wow. I don't think that I've ever seen a time like this where filling up your car is actually a trauma.
Yeah. It's got very expensive. And you know, just in April 2017, the price of petrol was 13 Rand 30.
No.
And when it went up to the 17 Rand marks in sort of mid to late 2019, 2020, we found it extremely high. In fact, it went up to that about 2021, just before as the petrol prices started to soar on the back of growing oil demand, and it was really high at 17. Now we're hitting the 23 Rand, 24 Rand mark, and it's just getting out of hand. But this is as a result of the demand on oil. It's simply that tough when it gets over $100 a barrel.
It's just really, really frightening. So government is trying to do something, or trying to appear as though they're doing something. I'm not really sure. What's your thought on, and what is the current situation?
Well, they, first of all, in February, in the budget speech, Minister Godongwana did not increase the fuel levy and the road accident fund. And that brought a reprieve, which would have, if he hadn't have done that, and they put the normal increases on, we would not got another 35 cents onto those levies now in April. And then on top of that, we've had this massive oil price. So what the government has done for the first time is given a, and that, by the way, was the first time they've ever not increased, certainly in the last two decades, the fuel levy and the road accident fund. And that was on the back of the calls from civil society to stop this insistent annual increases on those levies. They pushed that envelope too far. And now with these high oil prices, what the minister has done for the first time is given a reprieve by a temporary reduction in the fuel levy by 1.50 Rand. So that brings it down from 3.85 Rand to 2.35 Rand. And it makes a, you know, it's going to offset the increase, which is coming anyway, next week of about 1.80 Rand. So we're probably going to see a 30 to 40 cent increase in the petrol price on the 6th of April, as opposed to a 1.80 Rand cents increase. So it's a good thing. I think they are trying to help. We would like to have seen about 3 Rand of the fuel levy used as a temporary reduction, but I guess government can't really afford that. You know, every month they drop this fuel levy by 1.50 Rand. It's costing them about 2.7 billion Rand a month. So, you know, we are stretched as a nation, and any reprieve is good.
So in other words, we should be happy that this is happening, and not, we shouldn't look at it as if in the way that says, well, 1.50 Rand, come on, you can do better than that, we need more. We should actually say, we should acknowledge that this is the first time this is happening. They are taking the consumer pain into account, and they will be dealing with the consequences of it, which is reduced revenue.
Yes, and we hope they find that. Look, they are saying that they're going to get that from rotating or selling off some of the reserves, the oil reserves we have. I see America's doing that as well. This is the type of action that governments take to mitigate the risks of inflation and high prices on consumers. So it's a good thing. We can't ignore that government is thinking about its citizens when it does this. Obviously, there should be thinking about us more by reducing the corruption and waste in other areas.
Of course.
So that should go and fix.
Look, we can't expect everything.
We should demand more.
100% right, of course. And that is, of course, what your organization is all about. Wayne Duvenage, thank you. Chief Executive Officer at the organization Undoing Tax Abuse, talking to us this morning about the reduction of the petrol price by 1.50 Rand a litre until the end of May.